That was the sounds of coffee brewing. Yummy morning. Managed to get a couple more hours, which is ace. Feel really pumped up. I feel like really energetic. Been out on the veranda thing here, looking out over the world and realising how lucky we are, travelling in big metal tubes from one side of one continent to another. And I'm quite aware of the task ahead in terms of not just raising awareness and profile, but helping out down there and the emotional jerk that it's going to have. I'm quite sensitive when it comes to things of this nature, and you know, seeing a town devastated because of Mother Nature is going to really, really hit home. And you know, it adds emphasis to my other projects, especially the art project, because it's a statement as well as a way of living, and it's something that I want to make sure that my daughter is aware of. I'm not trying to say to Ella that she needs to start thinking more environmentally friendly, but if I can sort of at the beginning of her life give her a good foundation of what that looks like, and surely that's got to be the right thing, then she can make her own decision about how she interacts within that world. Pacing up and down, just had a shower, thinking of breakfast, but I'm probably just going to head over to the airport quite early and have breakfast there, to be honest. I've just used their coffee maker here, but notoriously the coffee in hotel rooms is pretty crap. I actually really didn't want to stay here last night. I didn't really want to stay. I really wanted to be on the plane and away and gone and getting it all sorted, and maybe a couple of pints with Chrissy just to chat about the trip. But now it's sort of taking on a different perspective because I have to jump in the car, wire the gear up and go. Which is quite exciting too, but it would have been nice to have that bit of space. It's the first time, I think, that I've ever missed a connecting flight. You know, shit happens. I know in the future that I'm never going to get a layover, which is less than a couple of 2 or 3 hours, 2.5 to 3 hours, because you're just not going to get it. We were backed up behind another plane, so there was at least 400, probably 450 people in front of me who had to be seen by border control. Anyway, rabbiting on. Check out the website, imwithphil.com. A bunch of Phil Campbells flying in from around the world to Phil Campbell, Alabama this weekend, 17th and 18th. A lot going on this week in terms of driving over there. Should get there midweek, Wednesday time. I'd like to get there Wednesday time. Watch this space.